our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the thing.
Hi.
Hey.
This is a podcast and we're alive.
There's four of us.
Aha, podcast.
Here's a cup thing.
This is the Adam and Amanda and Holly and Gully are awesome podcast.
Hog. It's the Hog podcast. It's Spoopy Day.
Spoopy Day.
No, it's next day.
It was Spoopy Day.
It's pretty close
we're
to Spoopy
in
Day.
That hour that's like, doesn't exist twice.
Still Spoopy Night.
It is. It's the fallback hour.
Mm-hmm. We're within.
It's the witching
between
hour.
One and two.
The twilight hour.
Anything can happen in this time.
Ooh. Anything can happen on Halloween.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Has anybody seen my tambourine?
So what did we just get done doing?
We just went to Rocky Horror Picture Show.
You
Shadow
should
Cast.
Know that, Gully. You were
oh,
there.
That's right. I'm sorry. It's like
Gully's got a really, really bad short-term memory.
What? Where am I?
Rocky Horror Picture Show Shadow Cast.
Who are these people?
It was a lot of fun.
It was fun. It's always fun.
Yeah.
I think it's like, what, our fourth, fifth year?
It's my sister's seventh.
Oh, whatever.
Wow.
It's my sixth.
She's been living in around here longer than...
This is my first time in Grand Forks. Mm. Not in Florida, though. So.
Not in the world.
Holly has a cool... she technically has, like, basically the whole floor show costume, but she done got lazy tonight and was like, fuck the makeup, I don't need the makeup.
And I used to have a better corset. It had sequins
but
on it.
It got
kind of died.
And that thing gets feathers on everything.
Oh, yeah, I have a boa that gets feathers. Also, my neck is probably red because it's, like, dyed.
It's so fake.
Oh.
And it's, like, red dye.
Because they don't use
Well, you didn't have your hair up
feathers.
This year. So your hair was blocking some of it, probably.
But we got to see the Rocky Horror Picture Show. If you haven't seen it, it's a movie from
1975.
It's the 40th anniversary this year.
Yeah.
Well, excuse me.
Well, you're excused.
The thing, okay, so if you're listening to this podcast, you've almost certainly heard it, seen it. But if you haven't, don't go into it expecting to have any idea what happened the first time you watched it.
No, yeah,
I
no
realized
way.
Tonight that movie has nothing happening. Like,
oh, no,
it doesn't make
no
any
plot.
Sense.
There's no,
not at all.
Like, all
it's like
the
season
singing.
Of American Horror Story.
Hey, there's another character. Oh, they're, yeah.
Oh, they just kill him.
Yeah.
I guess that's, okay, cool.
Yeah. Hey, Meatloaf, what's for dinner? Meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
No one did that, and I was real sad.
I never know when to do it.
I was going
to
make you say what's for dinner, and then I was going to say Meatloaf. Someone
said
it. Not very loud, though.
I blew my... I care now, you made me care more too early.
Yeah,
I realized I should
Rocky
have saved it for Rocky at the end.
Rocky at the end.
I care now.
No.
You made me care more.
I don't, I'm the only one that doesn't understand.
Three of you laughed at that.
You
laughed anyway.
So I felt real clever because I remembered to look up when Faye Ray died. 2004. Happened to Faye Ray.
I made someone laugh really early. What did I do really early?
Oh, that's gonna hurt.
I'm the guy with tape on my face.
Oh god.
Okay.
You're right, he does get funnier when he's tired.
No, he does.
I was real quick. I was telling Adam it's kind of funny to see like what things are similar. Like in regions and what are not when you kind of yell
colloquial.
At the screen.
Yeah, which ones are just a local.
Rocky and Bullwinkle is actually something that stays.
Mm-hmm.
Superman is one of them. Of course, slut.
I forgot about
and
yeah,
asshole.
Asshole.
Okay, and the booing the announcer guy.
The,
those are the big
criminologist
ones.
Too many
name?
Books.
The criminologist.
Too many
criminologists.
Books.
What?
No, what joke did I make in the first like 2 minutes that I was like, okay, everybody laughed.
I'm
fine with
that's a good one. I don't remember.
It was
remember.
Great, though.
I'm sure I laughed real hard.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it was you left your neck at home.
You left your neck. Yeah, and everyone started going, yeah, no neck.
Everybody
yeah.
liked that one. I waited for a lull. That's the way to do it. So that's what we did for Halloween. Otherwise, we just played a lot of Jackbox games at Gully's house.
I played some Until Dawn this morning, too.
You did.
We watched Trick or Treat last night.
We watched Trick. You guys, I had never seen Trick or Treat before. It's my new favorite
best,
movie.
It's
Sam
movie.
Is
yeah.
the best thing ever.
I haven't seen that in a while.
I love
it is the
that
best
movie.
Halloween movie.
It's almost the best movie, period.
Okay,
I
right. Well, that's
really
why it's the best Halloween
movie,
movie.
You guys, so much.
That's better than
Sam
what I watched.
My little buddy and my best friend.
What did you watch?
I watched Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Oh, never seen.
We watched Scream for the first time.
Oh yeah, I watched Scream for
you
the first
never
time
seen
today.
Scream?
Mm-hmm. We hadn't seen Scream.
They were
well,
watch
Nightmare on Elm Street, first off, but... we were 7 years old when it came out. Not the target demographic.
I'm old.
And they didn't know who the killer was.
We didn't know who the killer was.
I know.
Yeah, didn't have a clue.
First Scream was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
And then it just.
Yeah. I'm willing to watch the other ones, but.
Well, we were gonna watch Nightmare on Elm Street, but it wasn't around, so we went with a different one.
Yeah, there's no free streaming. No,
Scream is great. They did a really good job on it.
Yeah, it was, and it's so like meta.
It's mm-hmm. super meta. It was mm-hmm. one of the first movies to just be that.
Yeah. She's all like, I can't believe they'd ever run up the stairs or investigate the noise, and then she did both of those
things.
So
yeah.
I was like, lady. You did both of those
I'll
things.
Be back.
And then there was a janitor named Fred with a green and red striped shirt
mm-hmm.
and a hat.
That was a callback to the Nightmare on Elm Street.
Most likely because of the Wes Craven tie-in thing.
I broke
thing.
My fingernail.
I don't know what that was.
Just now?
No, Rocky Horror. I don't
broke
know
it. Does not have
it.
Has a broken fingernail in
did
ages.
Did you do the time warp a little too hard?
I think it was during the time warp.
Did you smack your hand on the wall?
Probably when you fell on the ground or
oh,
something.
Oh, maybe. That makes sense.
That's all right. You got like 9 more.
I do have 9 more.
And
I'm going to cut them off, though.
No, you're just going to file them back into
I'm
the shape
gonna
that
cut
the one
them
broke
all
into.
Into that shape.
We'll just match them.
Yep. It's easier that way. That sounds... It's fine. They were getting a little long anyway.
Sounds
this
like
is nail polish hour.
So I had a couple different costumes today.
Tell us what your first costume
My first
was.
Costume was Comfortable Man.
It was Comfortable Man. You decided you were going to go over to Gully's, but you're like, I'm just keeping my sweatpants on.
And he came in, I was like, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was comfortable. Yeah.
Costume number two. What was
costume,
costume
number
two?
Was I was really hot, so I just wanted to be wearing my underwear man, which I was.
It worked
out. It was underwear
man. You went
man.
To Rocky Horror mm-hmm. as wearing your underwear man. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then on the way out, I was Mr. Regular Shoes.
Mr.
Regular
Shoes.
Regular Shoes.
And then
Amanda, me, I was bitching about the, like, 6-inch stiletto heels I had on.
I would also like to point out that approximately...
Yeah.
5 minutes ago, you were taping the forehead guy.
Tape on the forehead.
Tape the forehead guy.
Mr. Tape on my face.
Sorry.
So,
guy with tape on my face.
So, a variety of costumes today.
So many.
Do we have a snack?
Sure.
I mean, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Do we have? No,
oh, no, we have those.
Oh,
ones.
No.
We have those cookies.
Yeah, do
the
like, coconut cookies.
We have spooky dough.
That's what we were gonna eat was spooky dough.
We'll just eat spooky
now
dough.
We're eat spooky
we were gonna
dough.
Eat spooky cookies, but
we're
just gonna eat spooky dough.
No, we're just gonna eat spooky dough. So Papa Murphy's they had like a promotion where you get free cookie dough, but it's called spooky dough. But Adam likes to say spooky dough.
It's spooky dough because
it rhymes with cookie.
Because it rhymes with cookie. You're gonna need to get like a spoon.
Yeah, you are.
I was just gonna
to dole it out.
You're just gonna. Use your
we're
finger.
Not fingers
please,
in.
Please get some spoons.
Nobody here has
see,
washed their hands in a while.
Orange.
Orange.
Oh, so
it's
really different from the regular
cookie
dough.
I'm sure all of our hands have touched that
it's
theater
cookie,
floor.
It's cookie
dough. Yeah.
Guys, we're gonna.
It's cookie
oh, it's
dough.
All orange.
We're, yeah, it's
yeah.
orange.
We're gonna spoon. My sister and I can share a spoon, but we're gonna spoon it.
She said. I'm not making that joke.
Did she
oh,
say that's
there
what
we go.
She said?
For the listeners at home, Adam is still underpants man right now. Like, still wearing your underpants.
Underpants
guy.
Man.
Well, I got
he's
a
not
real.
Tape on
ooh,
pants
I got a long one. I got a long one.
Oh,
I got a long
no.
one.
Here.
Look how long it is. It's like the whole card.
Jeez. I'm not going to remember
looks
all
like
that.
It's like the answer's about that long, too.
Oh, no.
All right.
I dropped all.
Everybody get your spooky
we'll do
dough.
This. We'll do this.
We'll
and then
do spooky
we'll
do... dough and then we'll do long.
We'll get...
I
hold
don't
on.
Recommend...
Hold on. Don't eat your spooky dough yet. I'm going to read the question
imagine
and then I want
fingernails.
You to think about it while you eat this, okay?
Okay?
Okay.
Two men escaped from prison. Their footprints led to the edge of a cliff which is perpendicular to the sea,
it was
some
his wife.
100 yards below. The soil was not disturbed anywhere in this area except for their footprints. One man was over 6 feet tall and the other was barely 5 feet. According to the footprints, the taller man took a shorter stride. The shorter man walks heavily on his heels. The taller man walked behind the shorter man because he sometimes treaded over the smaller footprints, but never the other way around. They could not have walked backwards over their own footprints since each footprint is without overlap. The two men received no assistance and they did not jump. How did they manage to leave the cliff without leaving any retreating footprints?
What?
Oh, I think there's
Lord.
A lot of extra stuff
can
in there you don't
that?
Need.
Can I read it?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right.
Update on spooky dough. I almost just call it spooky dough.
I'd be wrong.
Spoopy dough?
Uh-uh.
It tastes like cookie dough, yes.
I know, that's a jip. I feel jipped.
I feel all right about it.
I'm not sad
oh,
no, about
I'm
it.
Also, jip is a racial slur.
Yeah, it's not good. It's
oh,
not
am I? I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. That's all right. Now you know.
You feel Jude.
Wow. That went from I had no idea to I know that one.
Didn't they just climb down?
It doesn't say they didn't, so
let's did find out what's the answer. Did they jump in? Jump off the cliff?
Is it something dumb? Please tell us it's something dumb.
It's this long, the explanation.
Oh, jeez.
So when the two men neared the cliff, the shorter man walked alone to the edge carrying the taller man's shoes. He then put the taller man's shoes on and walked backwards.
All right, no, just no. And that is ripped and thrown in the garbage.
All right, that's our flip it and rip it for the day.
I've never done that before.
You haven't, but that one was really
bad. I was disgusted by it.
And that's not because of lack of sleep. That's just because.
Well, you can't just read it and then put it
away. Do you look at the? I didn't read the question. I just looked at the length of the answer, and I was like, I'm not doing that.
That one looks short.
Is that number one? It looked like I had a number in it.
It's fine. Nope. Oh, you guys, this is the dumbest.
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready.
After the new canon law that took effect on November 27th, 1983, would a Roman Catholic man be allowed to marry his widow's sister?
Oh, because she's dead.
Yeah. No, she's dead.
He's dead.
Yeah, she's dead.
Someone's dead.
I mean, whatever gender pronoun you want.
Yeah.
So maybe, a bunch of them all right, now. We're going to try another one because that was some super shit. All right, guys, I didn't realize. Okay, so like I've listened to you read these every week on the podcast.
This front. No, don't do the very front one. I know that one's bad.
Okay. How big is... Oh, God. Okay.
The answer's longer than the question, you guys.
Shadow was vacationing on the Isle of Beguile.
God damn it, Shadow.
Guys, that's so fucking clever.
I'm gonna
Except
there.
Also, they spelled Beguile wrong.
What?
Isle of Beguile?
B-E-G-I-L-E.
That's Canadians for you.
On this shit. Island?
I'm gonna double dip my spoon.
Yeah, you should double dip mine too. Here,
because I don't care.
We've been there.
That's all right.
We're way past that.
Oh, it's gonna be one of these bullshits.
Okay, well you picked
it. I've already
it,
put
so.
My dick in that.
I guess I'm
gonna is that why it's
orange? I gotta dip my balls in it.
I'm gonna eat some dick dough.
That dick dough
on this island. God damn it.
All right, back to the Isle of Beguile, guys. This is important.
On this island, the natives always lie and the visitors always tell the truth.
Yeah,
I know. I'm sorry.
You like ask one of them which way to go or something.
Ask him which would the other
what
guy
the other
tell
guy
me
say.
What to do.
While walking, you're not trying to drink that. Is that the point?
Ask the one guy where.
As I was going to St. Ives.
When walking along the beach, Shadow was approached by the two ladies who introduced themselves.
Yeah, Shadow, because it was the beginning of the question that it was Shadow.
Oh, shit, fuck. Okay. Who introduced themselves as Josie and Cricket. Reminder.
Cricket's lying.
Natives always lie and visitors always tell the truth. Cricket said to
That's
Shadow.
That's some stereotyping, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cricket said to Shadow, I am a native, but Josie is a visitor. Are the two ladies both natives, both visitors, or one of each?
Well.
They're one of each. Because anybody named Cricket really is not visiting. They're
well, so if he is a native, then he can't be telling the truth because he always lies. Right? Because you can't say
always lie.
You can't say I'm a native and be telling the truth.
Right, but you can't say. Or does it say that I'm a native, but she's not?
The Cricket said to Shadow, I'm a native, but Josie is a visitor.
What
okay,
does
the
say?
Hold on though. Is it every part of the thing, or is it like his whole sentence taken as one? Ultimately, has to be a lie, right? Because if he says I'm a native and Josie is a visitor, if it's okay.
I think Cricket's a woman.
I think they're both natives.
They're both women.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, if she says, I'm a native, and Josie's a visitor, if you take it as a whole sentence, then if she says Josie's a visitor, if that's wrong, then it's still a lie.
Mm.
So, I'm going to say they're both natives.
All right, both the women are natives. The statement that Cricket made is obviously false, since neither a visitor nor a native would ever say that they are a native. Wait, why?
Because they lie.
Because they lie.
Since we know that the Cricket is a native and that the first part of her statement is true, we know the second part of her statement has to be false.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, that's a
but
good
she
one.
Can't tell the truth.
Mm. She only told half truth.
It does a whole sentence. It's not as every individual
The whole sentence
thing.
Is a lie, but part
but
of
it
true.
But it doesn't
true.
Just say that she only...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ask her what Josie would say. Is it? Can I do that? Is that an option?
No.
Yeah, can I say what Josie say?
Why are these the longest answers that
Because Holly answered? Takes them from the front and then leaves them there. But she doesn't like them.
It's true, I do that. I do exactly that.
Guys! This is the same question!
Really?
Yeah, are you Shadow is vacationing on the Isle of Beguile! This is an island where the natives always lie and the visitors always tell the truth. Shadow is approaching the mall when Bill, Frank, and Joe approached him. Okay. Joe Three said all time. Of us are natives. Frank said only one of us is a visitor. Who's a native and who's a visitor? Amanda doesn't care. We're not doing this one.
All right.
Oh, I also, want to know the answer.
Frank's the visitor and Joe and Bill are natives.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know who Joe and Bill are.
I don't know who they are.
Is Cricket on there? Because Cricket's a native.
Cricket's a native. We already know that. We established that. I know about Cricket. That's easy. Okay. That's, what is it called when it's a given, like in a mathematical proof? You get a given.
That was already proven.
Yeah.
This is super easy.
Okay.
The tallow obtained by burning 10 candles will yield one extra candle. If you burn 100 or 1,000 candles, how many extra candles could you make?
Well, 10 candles yields one candle. So you'd get 100 from that. Wait, from 1,000? 100.
You get 100 candles from the tallow of the original 1,000, plus 10 more from the tallow of
okay,
100,
yeah.
And plus one more from the tallow of the 10,
that's
so 111.
Stupid.
111.
Fuck off, Canadians.
I thought of that, but I was like, that's dumb.
Alright, we're over that for now. Also, I'm gonna keep eating.
I think Let's we go. Should take a moment to go, because we thank you for allowing us to have sponsors on our podcast every week. Keeps the lights on in here. We only have one light on, so maybe we're not doing
it's
so well.
It's a light on.
So we're gonna head over to our advertisement and appreciate it. We'll be right back.
Advertisement.
Amanda?
Yeah.
Have you ever been outside?
Yes.
Have you ever been outside and not wanted to be outside?
Yes.
What did you do?
You
didn't know what to do, right?
I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, because you had nothing.
Alright.
So our sponsor today, fucking brilliant, right? Buildings.
Buildings, motherfucker!
Buildings.
Buildings, motherfucker!
Have you ever thought, okay, do you know what a building is?
Buildings, motherfucker!
I'm like, I kinda know what a building is.
Right? So it's not outside. That's what a building is. So you don't like
the opposite of out is it inside?
It's inside.
If it's raining, go in a building, dummy.
You go in a building. You're not cold.
Go in a building, dummy. All right, thanks for listening to our advertisement.
That one got cut a little short. We appreciate the advertisement.
So what did I have advertisements? podcast.
If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have our one light on.
I realized the bedroom light's on, so there's two lights on.
Yeah, that's wasting power.
For the listeners out there who don't have a sense of time, or what time it is now, it's 2:08 in the morning.
Which actually is
it's actually three.
No, it's actually
two. No, it's actually two. It's
I know, but like three,
but it's two. Mm. Anyway about it, we are at our fucking best at 2:00 in the morning.
Yeah. Mm. I think everybody is.
We're on our game. Do we have a top three?
Mm-mm.
I'm all jazzed up. Had some spooky dough.
Top three cartoons?
Got some tap water.
Can we do that?
No, I don't think we've ever done that, have we? Top three cartoons. Anime counts.
Like ever?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, like series. Fuck. You could go for a series.
You don't have to go for an
episode. It's not
going to
be hard for me.
Man, that's a broad scope.
I have one episode that's my number one of all time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're not even there yet.
All right, I'll start.
50.
My number three.
You made me care more. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I haven't seen that season, you dicks.
Watch that one episode.
Okay,
we'll
watch that episode. Okay, so.
That's so good.
I think my probably number three is just Looney Tunes in general, which I didn't appreciate as a kid. Mm-hmm. But now when I watch them and my mom's on Boomerang, I'm like, Looney Tunes is amazing. I love it.
Mel Blanc.
Can I one up you and say Tiny Toons?
Mm, Tiny Toon Adventures.
I was never that into Tiny Toons.
Buster and Babs Bunny.
That was my age range.
That was your number three?
That was my jam when I was like 7.
That's my number three.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is actually really tough. Rugrats.
Oh, fucking Jesus. I completely forgot about just the scope of Nickelodeon in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I just had to pick from like 8 Nickelodeon.
I'm so sorry.
Things.
Nickelodeon in general for number three.
Doug is not making the cut.
All right.
No, Doug's not making the
especially
cut.
Especially post-Nickelodeon Doug when it went to
AMC. Gonna fall over
Disney, right? Disney Doug.
Disney Doug is bad.
Oh, so bad.
Yeah. You know who did the voice for a Doug?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's, go ahead.
I don't know.
That's the guy that did Fry's voice from, what is his name?
Billy West. Yes, that guy.
What a dumb name.
Yeah, I haven't seen Doug in a long time, so.
Are
you gonna go with Quail Man?
Yeah, we actually saw one of mine, which was Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. That was my
entry. Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. But mine has to be DuckTales.
For
that's
number
a good
two.
One.
That's, yep.
I love DuckTales.
We're going to be streaming that game.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. What's your number two?
My number two. God damn, I completely forgot
about Nickelodeon. I know. It's tough, right?
Oh, man. I mean, I watched it, you don't know Rugrats.
You didn't watch a lot of Rugrats.
I liked Rocko a lot. But I wasn't that into Rocko's Modern Life because I don't think I was old enough to really get
yeah, the
some
jokes
of it.
Are like, a lot of them are really
good.
But
I know I didn't like Ren and Stimpy. I was not into Ren and Stimpy.
I was
didn't
afraid of it.
I understand it. It scared the shit out of me and I didn't get it.
That would have been one of my honorable mentions if,
yeah.
we, had it, if we were allowed any of those.
Yeah.
I mean,
Rocko's Modern Life.
We don't do honorable
hey,
mentions
yeah.
anymore because
hey,
there's four of us to get through top three.
Yeah.
And we'll
I think
just...
we only do honorable mentions when there's four of us.
Oh, that's true.
That's true.
That's maybe true. Did you decide on your number two? Because you just keep listing things that didn't make the cut.
I can't decide.
Okay.
It's Adventure Time.
Adventure Time?
Yeah,
oh,
that's number
Adventure
two.
Time.
Adventure Time.
Yeah, actually number two for me is also Adventure Time. Because that's a really, 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 really good show.
It's a great cartoon.
Making bacon and putting it in a pancake.
Bacon pancakes.
Alright. John DiMaggio.
Number
yeah.
two.
I have a bacon pancakes apron.
You do.
I'm gonna say the Batman animated series. I grew up with that, and I actually watched that a lot. I have all four seasons.
Yeah, you
home.
Do.
Yep, Holly helped me put those
yeah,
up.
I know Holly has them DVDs mostly because
yeah,
I put them all away.
All the appetizers.
No, it's great. It's very well worth watching. On the third-ish season, like two and a half third-ish season, they actually changed up the animations and they actually went a little bit darker with it.
Yeah.
And the same writers and the same artists and stuff went to the Justice League, which kind of ties into that whole thing too, which is just a good era.
Right on.
Yeah.
Number two.
My number two is going to be a very controversial choice, and
mm-hmm.
I'm sure no one will agree with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the Clerks cartoon. It has a six
episode. No, you just love it a lot. It's
I
terrible.
It. Yeah.
But you do
I
love it a lot.
I love it.
Don't.
I've seen it. It's pretty funny.
Don't yeah. watch it. You
wouldn't I wouldn't
like
put it in my top
three.
Okay, but
it's in
I
my
wouldn't
top
put
three.
It in my top 20.
I know. That's why I said it's a very controversial
that's
choice.
That's fine.
I love Clerks, though.
It's not a good show at all.
My number one is, without a doubt, The Marvelous Miss Adventures of Flapjack.
Oh, Flapjack.
Oh, wow.
I love Flapjack. I love Flapjack so much. I've considered getting a Flapjack tattoo.
God, I forgot about Flapjack,
I'm still
too.
Into Flapjack since I love Flapjack, you guys.
I kind of feel like I should have picked Flapjack instead of Adventure Time.
Or you could have picked the other one. The other.
Chowder?
Yeah.
Chowder's good, but it's
Chowder's good. It's not top three,
it's
though.
It's not.
I'm really,
it's no Flapjack.
I'm super into Flapjack.
What's the one with the whale?
Flapjack.
Flapjack.
Okay.
Bubby.
It's my,
yeah.
It's my jam.
Okay.
I watch that when I work out sometimes.
My number one's Rick and Morty. I'm pretty sure
yeah,
I'm not
I,
alone in that.
If you weren't going to say it, I was. So.
Yeah, my number one's Rick and Morty.
Guys,
because it's
not,
the it's like the best show ever made.
I'm not near
Morty,
the
we gotta get
Rick
out of
and
here.
Morty as you guys are, and I don't
I'm
know
being
why.
Really serious right now.
If you haven't watched it,
get better for season two.
Honestly, yes, yeah, season two is better.
You gotta
than
put him up your butt, Morty.
All right,
it's the only
so,
way.
So my number one is a one single episode of Rick and Morty, which is Get Swifty.
Get Swifty.
Which is the best episode of any TV program.
I don't
you're
know.
Not going to think that, by the way. You know why? Because the IMDb rating for that
is really
low.
Oh.
Jeez.
I got ants in my eyes.
I got ants in my eyes, Johnson.
Ants in my eyes, Johnson.
I got, also, I can't feel anything.
I can't feel anything.
I got
was
no
that season
ending.
One or season two?
It's very
it's
rare
season
disorder.
One.
Really?
Yeah, the second season is the...
Yeah, the second one.
Oh,
holes
yeah,
with
yeah,
Michael
yeah.
and Pikel.
Eye holes.
Yeah.
Get away from my eye holes.
I think maybe I wasn't paying attention enough when I was watching the show.
I think maybe
just...
you weren't. Because it's a phenomenal show.
Yeah, you
how
can't
the
be looking
hell
at
does Trick or Treat only have 6.8 on IMDb?
Because it's... I don't...
People
actually have any idea.
That's why.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to do well as a horror
I'm staying,
movie.
I'm staying away from anime on purpose because I know you guys
there's
don't know any
of
them.
There's a lot of anime.
Oh,
in
you can include anime.
I got an honorable mention for anime.
Yep.
Fooly-Cooly. Pokemon Origins.
Pokemon Origins.
Fooly-Cooly is really good.
Fooly-Cooly's insane.
We don't own. I'd like to point out, we don't own Pokemon Origins, but we do own Fooly-Cooly.
What I loved, but it wasn't really, it wasn't like the series. It was the movies that I think there's 3 or 4 of them. It's Evangelion.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen them.
I'm into it.
Tell me more about this weirdness.
I haven't watched it for 3 years.
Oh, I don't know what that
is. Is it
means.
Robot fights?
The robot fights?
That's just everything I guess first.
So it's Japanese specific room?
Robot fights or ninja fights?
You guys,
or underwear.
Boobies. Yeah, they killed it. Oh,
they didn't kill it. They pulled it from the release schedule. It's not dead.
Thank God. I hope it does.
No, I bet it doesn't.
Just for the number one, the only reason I'm putting it, this is an anime, but it's the one I've watched the longest.
Mm-hmm.
For 10 years now I've watched it, and it's still going. It's One Piece.
It's still going?
Yeah.
Oh, dear God.
So, the animator, he's still writing comics.
Mm-hmm.
His literal schedule is sleeping like 2-3 hours a day.
Ooh, that's not safe.
And he works pretty much 7 days a week.
Edison did that, and he turned out okay.
Did he?
I mean, he's dead now.
He's dead.
Yeah,
well,
did he die?
Yeah, because he was alive in the 1800s.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Or why didn't he learn how to live forever?
Because he couldn't invent it in time.
Yeah, well.
But he didn't invent a goddamn light bulb.
No, he didn't. He just improved upon previous light bulbs.
He invented it.
He didn't invent it.
Yep. Look
didn't
at the
invent
patent.
The light bulb.
Look at the patent. See what it says.
He didn't invent it.
Two quick honorable mentions, Animaniacs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had a lot of... Pinky and the Brain. Dust for Prince. Hey, I found Prince. No. Fingerprints. No. That was totally a joke. And then Freakazoid.
Aw, Real Monsters was good, too.
I was never in a Freakazoid.
You don't know Freakazoid?
I never watched Freakazoid.
I want another honorable mention of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Well, you try to go back and watch it now.
That was before our generation.
It's pretty
bad. That was before our...
Yep.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I should play that Nintendo game. Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, it's
hard.
So hard.
Oh, my God.
Like the bombs underneath the
dam. So usually at this time I would recap what happened in D&D this week, but it's only Saturday. So D&D hasn't happened.
Well, it's technically Sunday.
Okay, whatever, D&D hasn't happened yet this week.
No.
So
tomorrow.
Here's what I expect to happen.
Later.
Hopefully
today.
I won't get as mad as I did last week because you guys don't do anything.
No, we were gonna kill all.
We were trying to do things.
You weren't though.
No.
You stopped any like semblance of resistance. Like two people tell you no, you're like, well, I guess we just can't go there.
Right.
There's no like trying to talk your way out of it or sneak through or anything. You're just like, well, I guess we're not.
Well, we didn't want to antagonize them because we were gonna die.
Because there's like 100 and something people around them.
Right.
Because
we had this
we
conversation last week.
Yes,
though.
We did have this conversation. So what I want from you guys is to be more daring and creative.
Yeah, we're gonna
creative
kill
is what I want.
In there.
Not necessarily like just like
gung-ho.
Angry,
right.
Creative. Like I was over the moon when you decided to swing a rope over the gross poop pit instead of
flying over it.
Trying to jump.
Because I have a character that saves people from burning buildings.
I flew.
Get on it.
Yeah, you flew, and that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
As Sidshidi boarded his flight to Israel, he noticed an old acquaintance at the back of the plane. He shouted a greeting to his friend by name, then knocked on the cockpit door to say hello to one of the pilots, who was also an old friend. Several moments later, Shady was arrested. Why?
Did he, like, shout and something that made people think he was a terrorist? Oh, wait, this is, like, the 80s.
Were they kids playing? Like...
He was arrested? Because you can't knock
you
on the cockpit
that
door?
First thing you were going for. When Shady boarded his flight, he called out, "Hi, Jack," to his old acquaintance on the back of the plane.
Yeah.
Give me that.
Yeah,
I want to tear that one up, too. That's the stupidest one I've heard in my life.
That's a dad joke one.
That's
one.
So bad.
That's not
a riddle.
Man, we've had 2 tears today.
Yeah, I've never ripped them up before, but that's going to happen. This box is going to be about a time.
They're not all awful.
No, some of them are dumb.
Just, you know, most of them. What else have we done this week?
I played Until Dawn.
Lots of Until Dawn.
A couple times.
Lots of Until Dawn.
I'm in my 3rd time through. I'm trying to get all the trophies.
We made a stupid land destruction deck. I don't know.
Oh, we made a stupid deck.
Yeah, you guys
made
land destruction decks, but Adam had to go home early.
Because
how'd you end up doing?
I had to poops.
we played the second round. And,
right, I knew that.
Yeah, and then the first round, I won round.
I mean, I won the second round, but I had to go home because I had to poops.
And then Dan made a 3rd deck that was our deck, too.
Oh, no!
So he went 2-3.
But Dan made his independently of us.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You're talking about Magic and Breakemheart?
No, that's all we're saying.
No, because, like, I really miss Krakopek.
Oh.
We don't have any
I've never been here for Crack a Pack before.
Oh, no.
Sorry, we don't have any packs.
And you guys were like, we're ending Crack a Pack for a while. I'm like, no!
I don't even have a pack. Oh, do you have one handy?
I mean, we have...
It was not boring. You would describe the art, and it was
We have a fat pack, but it's not...
No, it's,
oh,
no, we don't want to crack it. It's fine, guys. It's fine. I just want to let you know how completely and utterly heartbroken I was.
Adam wants to open it.
He kind of wants to open it a little bit.
I really like it when you're
describing
it.
Are you sure you're not going to...
Your morning
self... What are we going to do with it later? We're going to sell it?
Sell it for Battlelands.
His morning self's going to be upset.
Yeah.
I'm a
morning you is going to be mad. You're not, like, drunk in any way, but you are tired.
Very tired. It is so, so very far past your bedtime.
Congats! Yeah? He said wait.
If I actually had my, if I had my bag, I'd be...
Bad idea?
Our return to Innistrad, we're going to open
a Arabica No,
box.
That's a bad idea.
It's not going to be worth anything, except for the...
Before you crack that, are you sure? Because you bought that to invest in it. It's the entire reason you purchased it, please. Mm-hmm.
And there's a bunch of shock plans in here. That
are you sure, though?
Yeah, we're doing it.
Honey, seriously, like, I don't want this to be a regret. Are you sure? Please think about it before you just impulse do this. Let's pause the podcast for a moment while you mull this over.
All right, hold on.
Not a sponsor break.
All right, I convinced Adam to open Zendikar instead. Better for Zendikar, so we're doing that. Because
they're easier
you know,
to find right now.
They are easier to get. We could possibly replace them. They're not making Return to Ravnica anymore, so. But you're having some trouble with that plastic there.
No.
No? You're not? Because it looks like you are.
Don't cut it towards you.
I'm okay.
That looks like the dullest letter opener I've ever seen in my life.
It kind of is a little
dull. Oh, it's just made to go through paper.
It's made to go through paper.
That's why it's a paper.
You could have just used the scissors that are on the other side of it.
Battle for Zendikar.
Guys, I think that I have an ear infection.
Grand City
Games.
Be an
angry
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
No, it's been hours. All right.
You know what I mean? Like
so we're going to play a game.
What are we doing? Game?
So Amanda gets to open the pack.
Do I need to describe the art?
You have to describe the art. And then Holly gets to try and guess it first.
Do I get the book?
You get a book.
Okay.
And then Gully gets to try and guess it.
I mean, I'm going
to
find it in the book, so.
But you only
you have, like, a small amount of time.
Yeah.
I'm not going really to tell you what kind of. That's the only problem. Like, usually it takes me about three drafts to do it.
Always a counter.
Oh, there's another book. Yeah, another book.
No, cool.
And if I can get it before they get it by looking it up.
Then it's sad for me.
Yeah, if you can guess it before they...
Ulamog.
Pick your pack.
Listen. Right. How do I crack
it? Do you know how to open it?
I don't know. She'll open it for me. She knows how.
She's got practice.
I mean, that was my guess.
You need a theme that's like crack a pack.
Cracking a pack of magic cards.
Well, no, we retired the bit.
That's true.
No, you didn't retire it for good.
It's coming out of retirement for this.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to go back on hiatus after today.
Okay,
so
this is like some really dark person. It looks like they've got fins on the back of the legs, holding a long staff with some bubbles coming out of their hand. The background looks like a waterfall.
Royal Mage's trick?
No.
A brilliant something?
It just tells me that I haven't drafted enough with this set. That's all it tells me.
Coral Helm Guide.
It's not that either.
I'm just naming all the blue cards that are merfolk folks.
Yes, I'm thinking
too. Oh, is that what that is?
Is it have
a... Is it anticipate?
It's got a fin coming off the back of its leg. Like
is it anticipate?
Like, it is anticipate.
Ooh. Oh, it's got a spike coming out of the back of its leg? Right. You can put it in this pile.
Put it in this pile?
Oh, I never would have gotten that.
See, I don't see the pictures.
All right.
Well, I know.
So this is a creature that's got long, tentacly spiky things. Oh. Well, that's I'm like calling it a creature. I don't know. I didn't actually look at the type of it. But it's got long, red, sort of tentacly spiky things coming out of the back.
Sure.
It's got four arms, I think. Not really much of a head or face. Some spikes. It's all gray, mostly.
That's an Eldrazi.
It's real gross looking, you guys.
Does it have a ton of spikes on it?
It's got, like, long, red, spiky, curly, spiky things coming out of its back.
Sludge crawler?
Almost like tentacles. It is sludge crawler.
Hey.
What color is that?
Black. That's a Devoid Ingest 1/1.
We have, on the foreground, a man with his arm out, with a shield in his hand, and some armor on. He's got a ponytail. Oh, he's looking fierce.
Inspired.
It is inspired charge.
Inspired. Yeah. I knew what it was.
That, I knew you knew what it was.
Pigeon.
Man, I'm never going to get there.
Okay, so we've got two people in this one. The one in the foreground is slicing off some tentacle-looking things. He's got a real big-ass sword. He's got one on his back, too, and he's got some rope. In the background, there's another guy with a big-ass sword who looks like he's about to slice some tentacly-looking things.
Mm. So it might be an ally.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
With swords, so probably white.
I think they're swords. They look like swords.
Is it like a whip sword?
No, I mean, it looks like a sword. It's just got a weird, like slit in the middle. With
okay. Oh, it's a reckless cohort.
It's a reckless cohort.
Oh, no.
I'm going to get zero of these.
You're not very good at this.
That's the saddest flavor text.
It is a...
Read the flavor text.
All right. That one is sad. It's real sad.
You have a family. Mine died at Seagate. You go to yours, and I'll go to mine. God damn.
What color is that?
Red?
And the red one out there.
Yeah, it's okay. Ooh, this is like a skeleton-looking thing. With it has two arms, but each of those arms also has another arm coming out of it at like the elbow.
Bifurcated is the term.
It's real fucking creepy, guys. It's got a head but no face.
It's mostly
skeleton, and it's got weird tentacle looking like
leg
butt.
Ulamog's a spoiler?
What? No.
I mean, it could be any card, pretty much.
And it looks like a valley in the background.
No, we're not in a rare or anything yet.
No, we're not even an uncommon.
What color is it? What color is the border?
I can't tell.
No, don't tell him what the color is.
I can't tell anyway, because I don't know shit about anything.
Fair enough.
I'm trying to... It's not a black card, I know that.
Tentacles on it.
It sounds like a book.
I mean, it's kind of tentacle. It's not really, like, it's like a whole mass of tentacles acting as the lower bottom half of its...
Ulamog's Reclaimer? No, we're not into Uncommons yet.
Because I'm not great at those.
No, it's okay. No, they all look like that.
We've gotten every single one pretty quickly.
You got spiky shoulders.
Culling Drone?
Nope. Don't forget that it's bifurcated at the elbows.
They're all bifurcated
at the
elbows.
It's so creepy, you guys. How is it so creepy?
I'm trying to...
He's looking onto the right side of the card.
He's looking onto the right side of the card.
It's just that one guy?
I guess is what you
called
could
say. Called a science?
There's no eyes, but no.
Oh, that seemed really actually pretty
not
promising.
Not Oracle of Dust.
No, called a science seems super promising, by the way.
Sorry.
It's okay.
No, don't be.
So it kind of looks like he might be in, like, kind of side of the valley. Sort of on the right side of the background. There's some spiky mountain-looking things. There's also some on the left side of the background. You can see some sky. It's I don't know how to describe this other than that.
Geyser fight stalker?
No.
What color is a mana ease?
I don't know the answer.
So in the upper right corner.
In the upper right corner, there's usually a number, and then there's a symbol. What is the symbol?
There isn't.
No, there isn't. Okay, oh, so it's not easy.
Different thing?
It's not spawning good.
There's no common Eldrazi, though. Or no common colorless ones.
There's just
ones.
A number.
Eldrazi Devastator? No.
Is it Rune Processor?
It's Rune Processor!
Yeah. Oh, that guy.
Okay.
I wasn't totally wrong.
He's got bifurcated.
No, the skeleton.
No, you're right.
Alright, so this is, you're kind of looking out over, like, a canyon. It's got, like, a river-looking thing in it. It's got a bunch of hovering rocks.
No, it's a land.
Looks like kind of a sunset, I think, maybe. Like, you can at least see the sun. Not necessarily sunset.
Smoldering.
But there's just a bunch of floating
spires.
Rocks. Floating rocks.
Is it the white one? I forgot what it's called.
Blighted Cataract?
What's the white one?
Sandstone Bridge?
Mm-mm. No. Prairie Stream?
No, that's rare.
No, that's rare. Skyline Cascade?
Yes.
Yay!
I got one, you guys! I finally got one!
Like a waterfall.
Alright, this one's got another... I assume that looks... That might... I don't know. Is that another?
There's a light. You can turn the light on if you want.
Yeah, I can't see shit.
Go turn the light on.
I got
it. Okay. So, it's clearly another Eldrazi looking dude.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the best.
There's a lot of them.
Okay. So,
Eldrazi Devastator.
This one has just a bunch of spikes coming down. Like, it doesn't look like it has normal eyes, like arms and legs. There's a bunch of hovering things in the
background.
Metal drone? No. There's a bunch of hovering things in the background.
Still metal drone.
It's not metal drone!
Is there
where its shoulders kind of are just bone things like sticking up.
Are there littler Eldrazi behind it? Or like crawling around?
There's like one in the background-ish. But there's a lot of floating land.
rock things.
There's usually a lot of that in Eldrazi stuff, too.
Imagine Zendikar's floating rock things.
Otherwise, I don't know how to describe it.
Misintruder?
No.
I think it's blue.
Salvage draw?
It's not blue.
Oh, then I'm looking in the wrong place. Because I'm looking at blue. Anything else you can tell us about it?
It's not blue.
Perfect.
I don't know how else. Okay, so this creature looks a little less like the normal Eldrazi in that it seems, it's almost like it's on four legs, but they're not really legs. The hind ones are kind of angled like a bug's would be for like jumping.
I could have sworn I just saw this. So I was like, can't be that. And then I didn't say it.
Angled like a bug for jumping.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
He's a jumpy guy.
Maybe.
What way is he facing?
Like the monsters?
I think it's kind of hard to tell. They don't have much for faces.
Which way? Yeah.
They don't have faces.
They don't have much of faces.
I'll give you the. It's green.
Green breathing? Oh, green.
Blister pod?
I wasn't going to get there for a while.
Yeah, that's why I gave it to you. I would be doing this all night.
It was up in blue. Dust stalker?
No.
Nope, because it's not even green.
I'll read you the flavor text.
Oh, that'll be...
Oh, that helps.
Is that in there?
Yeah, it helps. All right.
Every Eldrazi and Ulamog's
lineage... Eyeless Watcher.
Yep. All right.
Found the flavor text.
This one is... What is it with all, like, tentacly
creatures?
Yeah, dude, I told you, the set's really hard to describe.
So the top half of these tentacly is like a... It's just a mass of tentacles. It kind of looks like a bug crossed with, like, a manta ray. And then it's got long arms. It's kneeling down. It's got real sharp pointy legs. It's got some, like, ice-looking mountains in the back with some ice-shardy-looking mountains hovering in, above like it.
Culling drone?
And it's got a bunch of, like, shards for grass?
Rush of ice.
It's rush of ice.
It's rush of ice.
Okay. This one looks like it could be a prehistoric creature because it's, like, that kind of millipede-looking kind of body. Only just kind of flares out kind of the way a tail
Ulamog's
of...
Reclaimer?
The way a tail of a beta would, kind of at the tail of it. It looks like it's in the sky.
Plated Crusher?
No. It looks like it's in the sky because there's some floating rocks with it. God, these are the worst. I don't know. I think this is black. I think that's what that means.
The little skull?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Silent Skimmer?
Silent Skimmer.
Oh. It's a real hard description.
Okay.
We should be on Uncommon now, I think.
This is just, it's a swamp. There's a big tree in the middle. Literally all I got.
Twilight Mire.
Fertile Thicket. Mortuary Mire.
Mortuary Mire.
Mortuary Mire.
This is an Eldrazi in a tree. Kind of looking.
Brood something.
Kind of looking chameleon. Yeah, I'm just gonna give it to you. It's Brood Monitor.
Brood Monitor.
Come on.
This is a woman who is like in the air, like she jumped, and she's holding a.
Oh, I've seen this like ice six pig times thing now.
Drana's something.
Can you get the rest of it?
I've honestly.
It's seen a black white one.
Six times.
Oh, is it
Drana's?
Oh,
emissary.
Yes.
Yeah, Drana's emissary.
Yeah.
This is a man jumping from like a. Cliff type thing onto another piece of land, narrowly avoiding like what looks like molten lava coming from what's certainly an Eldrazi, which I'm just gonna start describing as Eldrazi because holy fucking shit, that shit's it's hard to understand.
Yep.
But he's jumping from one thing to another. And it's just
I
a
think
dude.
It's in white.
Yeah, it's not white. Red.
Oh, it's not white.
No.
Hmm. It's not red.
It's not red.
What the fuck is it? Oh, it's two colors.
Oh, that's Ulamog's.
It's Ulamog's, yeah.
Or Ulamog's Reclaimer? Mm-hmm. Ulamog's...
Ulamog's Nullifier.
Yeah. Nullifier. Ulamog's something or other.
Okay, this is just a woman with a long red tentacly tail, and she's holding like a... It's like the fork thing that's like two...
Kiora!
Oh, she got Kiora.
You got Kiora?
Yeah?
Yeah!
She's good.
She's Planeswalker.
Good thing you
haven't read that in the thing.
This is an island...
It's an island. Yay.
We've done it.
And we got our token creature.
Eldrazi Zion.
It's Night Owl.
It's Night Owl, yeah.
That's Thassa's bident.
That's worth
cool!
She stole it from the god Thassa.
That's worth opening the box.
Yeah, that was worth it.
Yay!
Yay!
You got a mythic rare.
God, that's really
Planeswalker.
How much is she worth now?
I don't know, like, say 12 bucks.
It's under 20.
Oh, that's something.
Okay. So we should probably end this podcast. This has been going far too long.
All right, see you later. Probably. Thanks for calling.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Oops.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast.